The Senate this week is expected to take up a bill to make it a separate crime to injure or kill a fetus during the commission of a federal violent crime against a pregnant woman. Backers of the bill say it's needed to close a loophole in the federal criminal code. Opponents say the bill has more to do with abortion politics than with violence against women. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The House has passed the bill, officially called the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, three times, in 1999, 2001, and again last month. But this will be the first time the Senate will consider the measure. Backers hope they can push the bill through with the help of a powerful new ally, Sharon Rocha, the mother of Lacey Peterson. The 8 months pregnant Peterson was murdered in California in 2002, and because California is one of 29 states with so-called fetal homicide laws, Lacey's widowed husband, Scott, is being charged with two murders, those of his wife and their unborn son, Connor. Rocha recently sent an audio tape to Congress urging the Senate to act quickly on the bill that its sponsors are calling Lacey and Connor's Law.
In this difficult time, my family is grateful that under California law, the murders of Lacey and Connor can both be prosecuted. But for the families of many other murder victims across the country, there can be no such comfort. Federal law does not recognize that these crimes have two victims.
Also lobbying for the bill is the family of Ashley Lyons, a pregnant 18-year-old murdered in Kentucky in January. Ashley's mother, Carol Lyons, told a news conference after the bill passed the U.S. House that Kentucky's lack of a fetal homicide law at the time deprived her family of full justice.
We lost two family members, not just one. And that's why we support this law, and we ask that all the senators and everyone do so.
But the bill wouldn't apply to either the Lyons case or the Peterson case. It only affects federal violent crimes, those committed on federal property, like military bases or national parks, or those committed against certain federal workers. The bill also says it doesn't apply to abortions or other medical procedures, something Carol Lyons says opponents should consider.
I don't know why everyone wants to keep harping on the abortion issue, because this isn't, it's a totally separate issue.
Abortion rights backers, however, disagree. Gloria Felt is president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
When the proponents of the Unborn Victims of Violence Act say that it has nothing to do with abortion, they're just flat out wrong.
The problem abortion rights proponents have with the bill is that it defines a fetus as a person from the moment of conception, complete with rights separate from those of the pregnant woman. Felt says that puts it on a clear collision course with the Supreme Court's landmark abortion ruling, Roe v. Wade.
Because in that decision, the court said that the word person, as it's used in the 14th Amendment, does not include the unborn. And the Unborn Victims of Violence Act is attempting to create a law that sets that principle on its head.
Felt says expanding the rights of the fetus would restrict those of the pregnant woman.
A woman has become a vessel for the bearing of children rather than a human being with equal status in the law to men.
But bill supporters like Carol Lyons say abortion rights proponents are overlooking other rights her daughter had.
What about her rights? What about her rights to have this baby? She chose to have her baby, not to have an abortion. Where are those rights that we want to protect?
Opponents of the bill have offered what they see as a compromise, boosting penalties for crimes against pregnant women, but not recognizing a second victim. The House has each time defeated those amendments. The Senate vote on that proposal is seen by both sides as the key to the bill's ultimate fate. President Bush has promised to sign the measure if it reaches his desk. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.